You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis, Australia. I welcome Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland, to comment on what Australia is contributing right now beyond the rhetoric of condemning Russia for its aggression in Ukraine. Scott, a very good day to you. I begin with something that looks really cool. You're sending Bushmasters to Ukraine. What is a Bushmaster?
Oh, g'day, John. Look, it's one of those, it's a tank, all sorts of things, but it's an all-terrain vehicle which can help out in the vast geographical area that Ukraine has. It's got everything from not so smooth rocky areas to being bogged, if I could use that expression, in mud. These Bushmasters are like an all-terrain tank that can master just about any terrain that you can think of. And it was a request that the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for in assistance when he addressed Parliament last week. So Australia was quick to turn around and say, yes, we can help. So we've got the Bushmasters and a few other things going across to Ukraine as well to help out these guys who very much need assistance at this point in time.
Also, the Wall Street Journal reports Australia imposing sanctions and travel bans on another 67 individuals' response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This announced by your foreign minister, Maurice Payne. Australia said it is targeting Russian military officials, a general named Mizenetsev, other Russian officials such as Deputy Prime Minister Grigorenko, Minister of Economic Development, Reshnikov. None of these people are likely to turn up on your beach in the summertime. Do you agree, Scott?
They won't be invited to a barbecue of ours anytime soon. We won't be putting a prawn on the barbie for them, that's for sure. Most definitely, it's more of a tactical announcement rather than anything else. The sanctions that Australia has put forward against Russia and the individuals seem to be more words and tactics rather than anything effectual. So the big question over here is, sure, it's great, we're fighting the war in a sense, but we're helping Ukraine, but are these sanctions actually going to work? Is Russia really feeling the effects of these sanctions? And I think that's something that's just going to take time before we find out the real deal with these sanctions.
Now we come to the big story, an extension of AUKUS. You all recall earlier there was an announcement, a surprise announcement in the fall of 21 of Australia, United Kingdom and U.S. working together to develop nuclear submarine technology to be built in Australia, in the westernmost part of Australia, at Perth is my memory. And that is part of a defense ringed around the People's Republic of China. Now, an additional announcement. Australia has accelerated plans to buy long-range strike missiles years ahead of schedule because of growing threats posed by Russia and China. That's the way the copy reads, but this is about China. Defense Minister Peter Dutton said the accelerated rearming of fighter jets and ships would cost 2.6 billion U.S., 3.5 billion Australia. What we're watching here, Scott, from this distance, watching Australia, is that you're escalating in your armament and your a presumption that China is a hard threat that's coming at you. Is the public okay with this? Do you understand that you're inviting trouble by increasing your arsenal?
Well, remember, China is on our doorstep. We're very close to China compared where you are in the United States. And I think a lot of the focus of the past few weeks with the conflict between Russia and Ukraine has been on Russia. A lot of people have forgotten the ties, the allies between Russia and China at the moment. What is the next step after Russia? We've already seen China dabble in the Solomon Islands. That's one of our territories. We've also seen China with its bid for Taipei and Taiwan. This is a very real threat. We've already seen and heard a lot of the threats from China. But this next step about manufacturing and buying these long-range missiles, some that can be launched from Australia, from the land base. So I think they're talking the Northern Territory, which is on the doorstep with China, as I mentioned earlier. This is a very real threat. And yes, we are inviting trouble, but I think we're going into it knowingly as part of our support with the US. Like I said, a lot of the talk over the past few weeks has been Russia. A lot of people have forgotten about what China is doing and what can China do. Our next concern is, when does Australia become known as a nuclear country? You know, we've been nuclear free for so many years. Is this the next step to becoming a nuclear country? Time will tell.
The commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, Admiral San Paparo, told reporters, "The Solomon's China Pact was very concerning." Keep a flag that, because Scott mentioned it. The Chinese moving into the Solomon Islands, not only on your doorstep, that's aimed at right at the Northern Territory where the U.S. is to base military personnel permanently, we're told, and where Australia has a military presence now to be augmented by these missiles. And more developments to come. They're walking this up. Now we turn to the immediate threat, which is the pandemic and weather. Weather first. I understand the angel of the rains has passed over Queensland in these last days and is now centered on New South Wales. Do you believe it's over? Do the weather people tell you that the bucketing has for Queensland is ebbed for the moment?
Mother Nature, not happy at the moment. I think we can safely say that. Fortunately, it's missed us where I am in Queensland this time around. But this is the fourth weather event, major weather event, flooding, heavy rain in 3 months. This is crazy. It all has to do with La Nina. And we're even getting word now that there could be a cyclone, or what you guys call a hurricane, developing offshore as well. So we are far from over this weather event at the moment, John.
Pandemic. There is news that Queensland, your home state, is making a change in its mandates over the pandemic, lightening the burden on the unvaccinated as well as the vaccinated. Is this welcome in Queensland? Are people ready to go out again and travel?
Oh, people have been looking forward to traveling, and we want to travel. We want to get out. But the timing is quite concerning because whilst the government is relaxing all of the pandemic restrictions that were put in, we've registered the highest number of COVID cases ever. And we have gone beyond the pandemic levels. But the government seems to be saying to us, okay, let it rip. Just let it happen. It seems to be the focus is on reopening the country, getting the economy back on track. So all the restrictions are just going out the window.
Twin towns. We go to a border zone that I've learned about in Australia. It's not in Queensland and it's not in New South Wales. It's in both at the same time. And for part of the year, I believe you keep different clocks. Is that meant to be friendly, that my time is not your time? How does it work, Scott? We have a couple of minutes.
It's crazy, isn't it? This is one of the most unlikely scenarios you would ever think of. This resort complex called Twin Towns, and it is in a twin town area on the border with Queensland and New South Wales. Half the building is in New South Wales. Half the building is in Queensland. In Queensland, it's in a place called Coolangatta, but when you cross the border, it's in a place called Tweed. But during daylight saving, New South Wales does daylight saving. Queensland does not do daylight saving. So you could literally walk back in time from one part of the building to the other when daylight saving is activated. It's crazy time.
I can imagine a number of gamblers have always wanted to take something back that it was ill-advised. So this might be a way to walk back in time and redo the bet. Scott Baiman, CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, where they always know what time it is. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.